I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel is all about comprehensible input. This is the best way to improve your English language skills. If you need more information about comprehensible input, I have a bunch of videos on that topic. Today we find Bobby and Oscar in the backyard. This was a school day, so Bobby had to go to school, and Oscar was left to entertain himself in the backyard. Oscar had breakfast, as usual. He usually eats breakfast and dinner, but does not have lunch. Occasionally, he gets a snack, but nobody knows about these snacks. The reason nobody knows is these snacks are not given to him. These are snacks that he finds for himself. Occasionally, Oscar will catch a mouse or a mole, and he eats it quickly. Oscar does not chase the birds, but a small rodent, he's bound to catch one of those. Today, Oscar had no snack. After breakfast, he got to work. He's a dog. He has a job to do, right? So he walked the perimeter of the yard, sniffing every few feet, making sure everything was just right. After he finished the perimeter walk, he sniffed around various places in the yard, looking for something that just wasn't right. He went out into the grass and sniffed around. He was sniffing around in the grass, and he noticed something that must have interested him, because he really sniffed it closely. He then rolled in it. So there was something in the grass, some smell that he wanted to apply to himself. So he rolled in it. Later, he walked over and found the ball that Bobby or Craig would throw to entertain him. He picked the ball up, carried it a few paces, and then put it down. It just wasn't all that fun if a young boy wasn't throwing it for him to fetch. He looked back at the ball, and then he laid down in front of it with all four legs folded, his belly on the ground, but his head upright. He was facing the ball. He grabbed it with his snout and chewed on it for a moment, and this wasn't very satisfying either. Shortly, he got up and walked away from the ball. It wasn't long until he felt a nap coming on. Now he has to find a good place to take that nap. He walked around the yard searching for just the right place, and he found a nice place on the patio that was bathed in light. It was nice and warm. This was his place for his nap. He laid down, and soon he was off to sleep. Oscar had been awake for quite some time when Bobby got home. He heard the front door slam, and that was his cue that Bobby was probably home. He went to the back door and sat down, staring at the door. Soon, Bobby emerged from that door. Oscar had to back up a little bit to let Bobby into the yard. Bobby had been thinking about this arrival home all day. He was daydreaming about it in class. His teacher was teaching the class something, but Bobby's mind was on his dog and what he was going to do when he got home, because Bobby has a problem. Bobby loves his dog, Oscar, but there's something about Oscar that really bothers him. What bothers Bobby about Oscar is that when Oscar fetches a ball, the ball gets coated in slobber. Slobber is an expression for saliva, but it's not used exactly like saliva. Saliva is the moisture in one's mouth, and certainly people and animals have saliva, but when you say slobber, you are suggesting that the saliva is out of the mouth, it's on something, there's a lot of it, and it's a sticky mess. there are two places that you commonly hear about slobber. One of them is dogs, because dogs frequently slobber on lots of things. The other place you'll hear about slobber is babies. Babies drool or slobber. Saliva runs out of their mouth and gets onto things. So if you hear the word slobber, you might be hearing about a dog or a baby. In this case, Bobby was concerned about the slobber that Oscar puts on that ball. He throws the ball, Oscar retrieves it, and when it comes back, it's all sticky and gooey, and frequently there are bits of grass stuck to it. This does not make Bobby happy, because he's forced to pick it up with his bare hand to throw it the next time. This was Bobby's problem. It was during school that the solution came to him in a flash. The teacher was talking, Bobby was thinking about slobber, and he got this idea that he could use a rag to wipe the ball down and clean it. What a great idea. Now that Bobby is face to face with Oscar, he realized that he didn't bring the rag with him. He looked at his dog, smiled, bent down, and he gave Oscar a big hug. Oscar loved that. He then stood up and started to the back door of the house, but he stopped, turned around as if it was necessary, and told Oscar, "I'll be right back." He went into the house, went into the laundry area, and pulled a rag out of the rag bucket. These rags were pieces of cloth that Kathy had salvaged from a variety of sources. Some of them were worn out towels, some were t-shirts. There were lots of different kinds of cloth that had been salvaged by Kathy to be used as cleaning rags. Bobby reached into the rag bucket and selected just the right rag, not too big, not too bulky. He returned to the backyard. Oscar had brought the ball up so that when Bobby arrived, the ball was at his feet. Oscar knew what was going to happen in general, but he didn't know about this rag. Bobby reached down with the rag in his hand and picked up the ball with the rag. He then rubbed it thoroughly and cleaned it. He dropped the rag to his left side and had the ball in his right hand. He threw the ball as hard as he could toward the back fence. Oscar was off like a shot. He galloped toward the ball, quickly retrieved it, and brought it back to Bobby. While the retrieval was underway, Bobby was walking toward the back of the yard. Oscar brought him the ball again, but it really wasn't covered with too much slobber. It was pretty clean, so he didn't use the rag, which he had brought with him down into the yard. He threw the ball again. This time, it bounced and then rolled to the back fence. Oscar retrieved it easily, and Bobby continued walking deeper into the yard, bringing his rag. When the ball came back to him this time, it was thoroughly coated in slobber. Dog saliva was on all surfaces of this ball, and there were bits of grass stuck to this sticky mess. He was very happy that he had that rag. He grabbed the ball, wiped the ball off with the rag, and then quickly discarded the rag onto the grass. He threw the ball again as hard as he could, but this time it flew over the back fence. Now the ball is in Hannah's yard. Now this was not a problem because Robert had installed a gate between their yard and Hannah's yard, so Bobby could easily get that ball. But Oscar couldn't, because he couldn't get through the gate. He couldn't open the latch of the gate. So Bobby walked down, opened the gate, walked through, and picked up the ball. Since Oscar hadn't touched it, it was perfectly clean. when he had thrown the ball earlier, he had thrown it overhand. But now that he was standing in Hannah's yard, he decided to just throw it underhand and just toss it over the fence. That way Oscar could get it. Then he would come back through the gate and they would continue their activity. Unfortunately, Bobby's not very good at throwing balls underhand. So when he threw it, it fell short and hit the fence, dropping back into Hannah's yard. He walked up, picked up the ball, and then threw it overhand into his own yard. He went through the gate and latched the gate securely because he didn't want Oscar to escape. They continued to toss the ball around the backyard for a little while. Bobby was very pleased with himself. He realized that he is about to turn 9 years old and that he now has some control over things. He's learning how things work and how to make changes and choices so that things go the way he wants them to go. The word that we use for that is agency. Bobby is developing agency. Little kids don't have agency. They are completely dependent on their parents. As kids get bigger, they start to take control of their surroundings, make their wishes known, and adapt the world to their own preferences to some extent. That ability to control one's own circumstances like this is called agency. And Bobby, although he doesn't know the word agency, is very happy that he is starting to make choices and make things turn out the way he wants them to turn out. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.